six key issues awaiting Xi and Obama in Washington. China's communist state-run China Daily Newspaper said President Xi Jinping's state visit to the U.S. should underscore the message that both Beijing and Washington are committed to building a new model of major country relationships based on non-confrontation, non-conflict, mutual cooperation, and a win-win principle. But several major hot-button issues have contributed to ongoing U.S.-China tensions, and those will likely be on the White House's agenda during this week's visit. Cyber theft and hacking. Remember last year when the FBI issued a wanted poster for five Chinese military officials accused of computer hacking and cyber attacks? Then Attorney General Eric Holder said it was the first time charges were filed against a state actor for these type of online attacks. For too long, the Chinese government has blatantly sought to use cyber espionage to obtain economic advantages for its state-owned industries, FBI Director James B. Comey added at the time. And a 2013 Pentagon report directly attributed intrusions against U.S. government computer systems to the Chinese government and military. China has denied the charges, and its government officials have called the allegations groundless. But this past week came word that China and the U.S. are negotiating an unprecedented cyberspace arms control accord. The agreement would bind each nation to not using cyber weapons during peacetime to harm each other's critical infrastructure. Intellectual property. A 2011 report by the U.S. International Trade Commission estimated that U.S. firms lost more than $48 billion in sales, royalties, or licensing fees in China in 2009 due to intellectual property rights, IPR, infringements. It also said if IPR protections in China improved, U.S. employment could increase by 2.1 million jobs. Last winter, at the Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation CEO Summit in Beijing, President Obama said the U.S. expected China to become an innovative economy that values the protection of intellectual property rights and rejects cyber theft of trade secrets for commercial gain. Lawmakers expect Obama to pressure his Chinese counterpart on IPR piracy. President Xi's visit presents an opportunity for diplomatic discussion on this important issue, Representative Susan Dilbane, Washington said. Dilbane, who serves on the House Judiciary Committee, noted the president can establish sanctions against those responsible for such actions and should act appropriately regarding the recent effort to pilfer the intellectual property of U.S. companies. Territorial disputes. China's military buildup in the South China Sea, and especially in its ongoing creation of artificial islands, therefore apparent military use, is worrisome to the U.S. and some Asian nations. Beijing has laid claim to most of the South China Sea, despite similar claims from the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan. China is also involved in a territorial dispute with our ally Japan over a group of uninhabited islands north of Taiwan in the East China Sea, which has led to some ramming incidents between Chinese and Japanese vessels in recent years. Japan's parliament recently voted to allow its military to fight overseas for the first time since World War II, further raising concern that growing tension among the regional rivals could trigger a confrontation. According to the Council on Foreign Relations, about half of the global oil tanker shipments pass through the South China Sea, and the region is home to five of the world's top 10 ports. The Trans-Pacific Partnership. The not-yet-finalized Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, is a major free trade agreement between 12 Asia-Pacific countries, including the U.S. The nations involved in it represent about 40% of the world's GDP, 30% of global exports, and a quarter of global imports. Seen as a part of the Obama administration's pivot towards Asia, the White House says it will use the TPP to renegotiate NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, and to help level the playing field for workers and businesses here at home by ensuring our trade partners are playing by the rules. China, however, isn't a part of the TPP, and this has been another sticking point in Beijing's relations to the U.S. Chinese media has called the TPP an attempt to squeeze China out of a main discussion on Asian trade agreements. In response, Beijing is helping to set up separate Asian free trade zones in Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnerships, RCEP, which notably excludes the U.S. The Chinese economy. This year has been bad for China's economy. The second largest in the world behind the U.S., along with its recent stock market meltdown, Chinese growth has been slowing more rapidly than expected. Chinese government this summer devalued its currency, which had a negative effect around the world. Geopolitics. When it comes to several of the major international issues of the day, many experts are hoping Beijing and Washington can come to some sort of terms and end up sharing some diplomatic common ground. Those issues include the growing chaos and terrorism in the Middle East, the Russia-Ukraine crisis, Iran's nuclear program, and perhaps even the relations between China and Taiwan. With Washington dealing with the Middle East marked by chaos and an Eastern Europe facing Russian belligerence, President Obama does not want to see the U.S.-China relationship develop into a third front of tension. The Brookings Institution's Jeffrey Bader, a former White House national security specialist, wrote recently, "A sharing of strategic perspectives that reveals a common or at least parallel approach to maintaining global stability should help prevent that.